thousands, even millions. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. If you put Him first in your life. Before every sermon that I preach, and every time I think, before I preach, I think of myself. And I always read this verse that is found in Psalm 139. I know it's familiar to you. Psalm 139 and verse 23. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought, and see if there be any wicked way in me, lead me to the way of everlasting." Tonight, pray and say, "Lord, search me. Try me. Know my thoughts and see." Amen. That's very sensitive and very powerful word. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me to the way of everlasting. I want to speak to you tonight very quickly. I won't be long. In Luke chapter 17, three words that is found in verse 32. Luke 17, verse 32. It says, the Lord is saying this, "Remember Lot's wife." That's the title of my message. Remember Lot's wife. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this great opportunity that we are gathered before Thee. Our purpose of our existence is to honor You and exalt You, O Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Help me to speak the word. Help us all to understand and grasp and to meditate and receive Your word. Thank You that You are our Lord and Savior. We give You honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Why we should remember Lot's wife? You know, in this chapter, is speaking about the second coming of Christ. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that His coming is very near. Christ is coming very, I don't know, probably tonight. I'm waiting for that rapture to occur, that I'm going to meet Him in the air. Amen? Because what is in this world? Nothing. Empty. Vain. Why we should remember Lot's wife? Christ says, remember Lot's wife. Very powerful three words. If you want to know the story of Lot and Abraham, you go to the book of Genesis. And you see that God blessed Abraham because Abraham obeyed God. God blessed Abraham and told Abraham, "Leave your father, leave your country, where I'll lead you." And God led Abraham. And before Abraham left, as you know, his brother passed away. He took his nephew with him, named Lot. Because of God blessing Abraham, he blessed whom? He blessed his nephew, Lot. And because of the blessing of the Lord, they had many land. And because of the problem between the servants of Abraham and the servant of Lot, Abraham, man of God, he told his nephew, "Son, if you go north, I'm going to go south. If you go west, I'll go east. You choose the land that you wanted to go." And the Bible says, and Lot lift up his eyes. Listen, it's not wrong to lift up your eyes, because Jesus says to the disciple, lift up you, what? Your eyes. A look at the fields are white for harvest. There's nothing wrong. Lift up your eyes to the hill. But there are so many of us, we lift up our eyes like Lot's eyes. The Bible says he lifted up his eyes and behold all the plains of Jordan. Beautiful land, green land, full of water, amazing things, south. There are so many of us, we look and we see wonderful things, but they're not in the center of God's will. That's not what God has planned for you. Lot lifted up his eyes and he chose to go where? To Sodom and Gomorrah. He took his family. And living with the people who are far away from the Lord, sinning against God. And Lot was a righteous man, in Judah says, but he was what? He was suffering, living among wicked people. And he was righteous. But I don't want to speak about Lot. I want to speak about his wife. Why Christ says, remember Lot's wife. First of all, Lot's wife perished, although she was a wife of a righteous man. She perished, even though she was a wife of a righteous man. She saw the calling of Abraham. She saw the dedication of Abraham. She saw the worship of Abraham to living God, building an altar for God. She saw all these wonderful things related to a man, one of the greatest men, sure, in the Old Testament. His name is Abraham. She was related to this great man, but she perished. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter if you come to church, not just on Sunday, but you go to church every day. And if you are related to the pastor or the deacon, or your father is a deacon, or your father is a pastor of the church, that doesn't make you a Christian. Not everybody go to the garage, to the mechanic, became a car.
Right.
Not everybody who come to the church became a saint. Today's Christianity, and more than that I want to say, today's churches are becoming man pleasers than God's pleasers. She perished, even though she was related to a great man. William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, said this: the chief danger that conflicted or confront our century today will be religion without Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ, with the capital letter. Forgiveness without repentance. Salvation with capital letters without regeneration. Politics without God. That's what we see in this great country. You were born here. Your ancestors were born here. As you know, this great country was founded upon this word. Politics without God. And hell, people, they need heaven without hell. There's a lot of cults today. There is no hell. They need heaven, but without hell. She perished even though she was related to a righteous man. Second thing, brothers and sisters, why Lot's wife perished? She perished although she was warned of the danger. That's the second thing. A special message came from heaven through the angels, told Lot and his wife and his daughter to flee from Sodom. Thank God, the message of heaven did not come through an angel, but the message from heaven came through Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, He's coming again. Certainly, He's coming again. And what is going to happen in this world? Fire and brimstone will come from heaven. And all those who rejected Christ will stay here in tribulation time. In 1980, probably you know more than I do, there is a mountain in Washington State called San Helen Mountain. And the people who study the volcano gave an announcement and warning that this mountain will explode any moment. And people, they can see the smoke coming out of it, but it's not still there. And there was a man living close to that mountain. The police came and they announced it on TV. Men, women, families, everybody need to evacuate from that area. May 18, 1980, at 8:31 a.m. in the morning, he was frying his egg. Are you listening? He was fixing his breakfast. And that mountain exploded. They could not find his body. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Listen. God is righteous. God is holy. And God, His heart desire that all human race will come to know His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you do not accept Him, that is your fault. That is your punishment. And that punishment is eternal destiny in hell forever and ever. Some preacher says, you know, hell is not a real place. If Jesus says, who are you to deny that? Over there, the fire of hell will not turn off. Will stay forever and ever. And you will be there. I pray. Don't be like Lot's wife. You heard the warning, but you reject, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Very short story. Noah, same thing. When God told Noah that He's going to send rain from heaven, and Noah started building with his three boys the ark of the Lord. Right, Pastor? God can build it in no time, right? He created heaven and earth, right? In 6 days, He created the heaven and the earth, the plan, every single thing. And the 6 day He created man. He can do that in no time. But that was a time of examination. It was a time that God wanted to see the man that He created. Can He obey Him? 120 years, Noah was building the ark. And there was people so close to the ark, close to the door, and there was people far away. But when God, are you listening to me? Noah did not shut the door. When God shut the door, what happened to the people who were close to the door and to the people who were far away from that door? All of them were what? Perish. Went to hell. Thirdly, why Lot's wife perish? Although she made an effort, Lot's wife did not stay in Sodom, right? She came out. She made an effort. And there's so many of us, like myself, before I came to know Jesus Christ, many people witnessed to me and said, Brother Hani, why don't you accept the Lord? I said, I'm a good person. You know, I tithe and I give offering. Even I did not do that, but I used to give to the church. You know, I was not a faithful because I did not know. I did not know about tithe and offering, but I used to give to the church. You know, I used to bargain. I said, God, you know, I'll give you $10. You know, I did this and I did that. I know you're going to forgive me because I gave you $10. You know, I was trying. You don't try. You don't do anything to be saved. Just open your heart to Him. She made an effort. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She made an effort, but she lost. Fourthly, very quickly, brothers and sisters, why Lot's wife perished? She perished even though she separated herself from Sodom. She left. She made an effort. And that effort was made, if you read the book of Genesis, you know, God sent two angels. And those two angels grabbed the hand of Lot and the hand of his wife and the hand of two daughters. They grabbed them out of the city. All that, and her heart was so disobedient. She perished, although she separated herself from the city. You separate yourself from the city, but your heart is still inside the city. You'll be perished. Spurgeon says, I believe one reason. I'm speaking to the church today. I'm speaking to the people who love the Lord Jesus Christ. Spurgeon says, I believe that one reason why the church of God, not the church of God, church of God, okay? The church of God, at this present moment, you know, Spurgeon, those words, they're not as inspired by the Holy Ghost, but what he said is true. He said, I believe one reason why the church of God at this present moment has little influence over the world, because the world has so much influence over the church. That's true. My heart cried when I passed through some Baptist church, and my dad told me, son, remember there was a Baptist church here, they used to support you? I said, yes, Dad. He said, look at it, it's closed. It's closed. Remember that church that has 500 members? They are selling the pews. Why? Because we are not fully separated from the world. What is in the world? The lust of the flesh, lust of an eye, and pride of life. And that does not just affect the church, but affect individual. And church is individual. Little sin in the camp, Pastor, little sin will destroy, little foxes destroy what? The vineyard. Little sin in the camp, that's what happened in the Old Testament, remember? When the nation of Israel, by the power of God, entered the city of Jericho, was not by their power, but because they obeyed God and go around the city, the seventh time, the walls of Jericho, what happened to them? But there was a little city they wanted to conquer. And the name of that city was Jackson, Michigan. The leaders of Israel came to the man of God, Joshua. They said, you know, don't bother. Don't bother, Joshua. We don't need thousands of army. We don't need thousands of men of Israel to attack Jackson, Michigan. In no time, we'll attack it. And they went to attack the city. And they were defeated by the people of that city. Joshua wept and cried, why, Lord? Why? Greater city we destroyed. Why? They found out that there was sin in the camp. She perished even though she separated herself from the city. And lastly, I'm done here. She perished even though she committed one sin. One sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, one sin I believe if I was the only person living in this planet, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will come from the glory of heaven, go to the cross, die for the sin of Hani Deco. That is one sin. What was her sin? Her sin was a sin of disobedience. Her heart was inside the city. She was outside, but her heart was inside the city. What is your heart? That's why I read this verse. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. Pray tonight and say, Lord, where am I? Am I like Lot's wife? I grew up in a church. My father is a pastor. My father is a deacon. You know, separate yourself from the world. And let Jesus control your life. Because He's here tonight. And He's knocking at the door. And thank God He's still knocking. He said, I'm standing by the door, I'm knocking. If, I like that word, if. Conditional, right, Pastor? If any man open the door, he's here. If you are a believer and there is sin in your life, come to the Lord tonight. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come to the Lord. If you are not saved, that's what I did. I opened my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, Lord, come to my heart and save me. I want to be a child of yours. That moment is the greatest moment of my life. He changed me from darkness to light, from death to eternal life. Amen. Pastor, God bless you. Let us pray.